down low. I'm to connect. I'm to connect. Listen to that space music. Aliens are dancing on spacecraft when they hear that. Yes, they are. How do I know? Well, wouldn't you like to know? Listen, everybody, the most important thing happening in this world right now is next Saturday. It's the global meditation. And part of the global meditation is to eliminate the coronavirus. Yeah, it can be done with the power of will, the power, the collective power of human minds. If enough of us participate, and I'm asking everyone to participate, we need to get rid of the coronavirus or what, corona pathogen or whatever you want to call it. And the government is not going to do it for us. So this global meditation is the best, next best thing. And that's why I'm asking everyone to participate. April 4th. If you're in New York City, it's 10:40, 5 p.m., 3 hours earlier if you're on the Pacific Coast. 2:45 a.m. is the official UTC time. But if you want, if you're in that particular area, Greenwich time, you're probably on daylight saving time like the rest of us. So it would be 3:45 a.m., 10:45 p.m. in New York. And over there in England, it'll be 3:45 a.m. April 5th. But we're here in America, so just think about April 4th, 10:45 p.m. next Saturday night. Participate in the global meditation. Go on the internet and find out about it. The best place to look is at Cobra Info on Twitter. A good representation of the people who put this together. It's a global meditation. If you don't know about meditation, you don't have to know. All it really is you sit there and you focus your mind on what is being, someone will be narrating it. Go on the internet and find out. They'll talk you through it. And that's essentially what meditation is, focusing your mind. When everybody focuses their mind on the same thing, essentially it's going to be focusing on the great central sun in the center of the universe, and you're going to be focusing on the light coming out of that. And it's going to be traveling through another central sun. And eventually that light is coming into our solar system, and it's going to be going straight through your body if you're one of the participants. And we're going to shatter this world with loving, intense white light. And we'll remove some of the darkness, and perhaps we'll remove the coronavirus. You want to think about that virus being negated, made dormant, eliminated, however you want to see it. But participate in this, please. If I ask you the question, are you helping to raise the frequency of the earth? Well, if you participate in this global meditation, you will be helping in raising the frequency of the earth also. It's time for humanity to unite as one collective mind. It doesn't mean give away your individuality. You know, what it means is participating collectively. Like I said, if you don't know anything about meditation, you don't have to. You can find out how to participate by just going on the internet. I followed the people on Twitter. And if you go on Twitter, you don't even have to be a member of Twitter to go on and search the tweets. It's the person to search is at Cobra Info 1, COBRAINFO 1. That's the number 1. At Cobra Info 1. Just go on the internet, go on Twitter, and punch in that hashtag, at Cobra Info 1. And it'll be the first tweet there, and you can click on the all the links, and you'll find out, you know, what you're going to be envisioning with the rest of us. And then be, tune in, go on the internet and tune in and sit down and quietly close your eyes and allow what's ever being spoken to envision it along with everybody else. That's how it's going to be done. You know, you don't have to be a yoga person, a guru, or a meditation freak, or whatever. You just have to participate, and it's easy. You'll be walked through it, and if you're focusing your mind will connect with every other mind that's focusing on the same narration that's going to walk us through this meditation. 10:45 p.m. next Saturday in New York City, anywhere on the East Coast. If you're on the West Coast, it'll be 7:45 p.m. The date is April 4th. That's right, April 4th. 3 days after April Fool's. But it's a very important date, and this is a very, very important event. There's nothing more important happening that day on April 4th, because this involves all of us, and it also involves an attempt to get rid of this coronavirus, corona pathogen, whatever you want to call it. And, by the way, it's out there on the internet, too. People are posting it. Someone got their hands on the patents, some of Bill Gates' patents. Yeah, Bill Gates holds the patent for the coronavirus. Now, what does that say? Oh, well, you can put two and two together there and connect the dots. Hey, that's the name of the show here, Connect the Dots, and that's what I'm doing. And while I'm connecting the dots here, let me just move along and make some important statements. You know, people respond better to mutual understandings and agreements rather than inflexible laws. If only the government would understand that, life would be so much easier. That's right. People respond better to mutual understandings and agreements rather than inflexible laws. And it is not so much the ideology that determines whether a belief system will be successful or not, but rather the implementation of that ideology that will be the determining factor as to its success or failure. Well, that's something to think about. Did you know that every time the concerned and caring people of planet Earth invent a good social system that incorporates fairness and consideration for others, shortly after the implementation of that system, whatever it may be, the adversaries of mankind, the bad guys, implement their counter moves and strategies to spoil it. And because mankind rarely prepares for this inevitable reality, virtually all of mankind's great plans eventually get compromised and or sabotaged. And that is exactly what has happened to us here in the United States. The adversaries, the bad guys, the communists, the people that hate Americans, yep, they sabotage our system bit by bit. They do it through getting control of our lawmakers. And all the bad things that have been perpetrated upon the American people, the lawmakers did it with their stupid laws, basically. That's right. And now we got, we got another American traitor, Bill Gates and his coronavirus. You know, and what about all the other people out there who are behind and participating in the chemtrails? Well, I think we know all about that stuff already, and this is it. Our society is being picked and taken apart. You know, we're off to a great start with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. But slowly but surely, these things are being negated. They're being thrown in the trash. The people in Washington wipe their ass with the Constitution. And we know this already. So much for that. If you don't know it, well, wake up. It's been going on for a long time. It's just getting worse now, that's all. What's important to think about is raising the frequency of Earth, because Earth is raising its own frequency, but we'd like to go along with it. You know, the Earth is going to leave it, all of us behind that don't go with it. Seriously, there's a split in reality. We have two timelines going now, so I hear. The Pleiades, you might have heard of them, started another timeline January of last year. Well, hey, this is 2020. You know, 2020 is supposed to be perfect sight, the doctors tell us. So maybe in 2020 we'll see things, we'll all see things clearly. And we need to see things clearly, and we need to focus on the good things. The good things, the thing is love, this thing called love. That's it, love, the most powerful frequency in the universe. And we'll be calling on love and love frequencies on April 4th through this global meditation. That's why it's important. The more people participate, the more powerful the event of that day. And of course, maybe we could even bring the event on that day. Wouldn't that be lovely? And if you haven't heard about the event, go on the internet. And I tell you, the best guy to check out on Twitter, and you don't have to be a member of Twitter, just go on Twitter and click in his hashtag @CobraInfo1. It's not necessarily a single human being there, but they give a post once every hour, and been telling people a long time about the upcoming event, when goodness will finally triumph over darkness. Love will triumph over darkness. The frequencies will be coming in from outside our solar system, and they will be coming right through human beings that are participating in this event. If you can raise your frequency, you will be a valuable participant. You know, you have to get rid of all your bad habits, negativity. Get rid of hate. There's no reason to hate anybody. There's no reason to be angry either. Focus on love, being kind to people. Even opening a door for someone, it's a loving thing to do. Smile at people. Of course, look what they've done, the dark side. They've got everyone scared to death that they're wearing masks now. How can you see someone smile if they're wearing a mask? Wasn't that clever of them to do, create this fear that people have to walk around with masks? Let me tell you something. I'm not afraid of getting any coronavirus or any other stupid disease like that. When your heart and soul and your mind is connected to the universe, connected to the real God, you have nothing to worry about. But just to be on the safe side every day when you wake up or every night when you go to sleep, pray for protection. You will get it simply by asking for it. And there's the old statement, you have not because you ask not. And I guarantee that everyone who's sprayed for protection doesn't have a coronavirus problem. Like they've already said, 80% of the people recover on their own. The 20% that don't, maybe they, you know, there's too much negativity in their lives. Maybe their immune systems are really down. But if you pray for protection, pray to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the best person to pray to. And it's got nothing to do with Christianity. You know, Jesus didn't start a religion. People started a religion and called it Christianity based on his teachings. But he is a powerful being. All power in heaven was given to him roughly 2,000 years ago. And he's much more powerful than what you read in the Bible. The information is out there. You got to go searching for it. If you just read the Bible, well, that's a beginner. That's a good beginning, but the Bible has its contradictions also. The main focus of the Bible is the Gospels, and where the teachings of Jesus are revealed. And he is the most powerful being in our sector of the universe. So when you call on his name, ask for protection from the Lord Jesus Christ, you will get it. You know, there was a funny thing that that bit of truth sometimes appears on comedy shows. I once was watching Saturday Night Live, a famous comedy show, and what happened to be in the comedy skit that was being played out? They were goofing on how people pray for silly things. You know, they were goofing on that some woman was praying for, please God, make the minute rice only cook a minute. And then they had somebody playing Jesus, and he comes in. Could you please make your prayers a little more meaningful, you know? And this woman goes, oh, my God, the Lord Jesus, what are you doing here? And the character playing Jesus says, I've listened to all the prayers. Well, that's how it is. When you've been given all power in heaven on earth, you do hear everyone's prayers. So I'm just giving you a bit of good advice there. And there are countless stories out there where people called on the name of Jesus and they got saved in dire situations. So it pays to pray. It pays to ask for protection. That's your best protection. Not a mask. But so much for that. You know, do your own investigation and find out. I'm speaking from knowledge that I've found out and learned to be true. And wouldn't we all like to have tachyon chambers? Boy, that would, forget about going to the emergency room. Go to the nearest tachyon chamber, lay in there, and whatever your ailment, you'll be cured. Well, that's what we're going to get. It's going to be distributed to us once the event finally takes place and our galactic brothers and sisters land their fantastic spacecraft, maybe on the White House lawn. Well, they'll land them somewhere. There's a book out there called The Keys of Enoch. They talk about the 12 zones, and they give you the locations where they've landed in the past, the Brotherhoods of Light, and that's probably where they might start landing again first. They give you the exact coordinates, so if you want to go there, that might be a good place to go. You'll find that in the book, The Keys of Enoch, also subtitled The Book of Knowledge, and it is a knowledgeable book. I met the author myself. He's a real person, and he had some real experiences. He was taken off the earth and shown many amazing things. Then they programmed, it's the best way to explain it, they programmed his mind to go back and write the book, and he did this back in 1973. And it's been around since then, an amazing thing, you know. I started reading books about New Age philosophy, New Age extension, maybe around the beginning of the 90s, and some of the books were already written. And I found later things that I liked in books, all the things I liked in all the books I had read, they were all kind of quotes taken from The Keys of Enoch, which prompted me to want to meet the author, and I talked to somebody I knew, and I was given the chance to say, I can help you meet Dr. Hertog. And sure enough, I met him, and then I met him again, and we got along pretty good, you know. And we had several encounters, and we had some in-depth conversations, too. And I can tell you, this gentleman is real. And if you want to read an important educational book, it's been around a long time, but you can get it anywhere. It's called The Keys of Enoch, subtitled The Book of Knowledge. And in that book, they have the future sciences that will be prevalent on the Earth. You know, we all know about Star Trek and the famous original series, Beam Me Up, Scotty. Well, in this book, it explains to you basically how it's done. It's done with geometric shapes and focusing energy flowing through the shapes, through the focal points. And I give a simplified explanation in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's why I tell you, I don't make any money off this book, you know. Be an author and to find out, unless you've got the connections with the million-dollar authors and you're out there on a book tour, you don't make any money with a book. And I had to self-publish it, but I published it for a good reason, to educate the general public, to give them an introductory lesson to begin understanding the multidimensional universe. And everything I say in my book, I use plain language, because that's the idea, you know? Not to use sophisticated language, that's for the people who know everything already. If you're talking to people that know nothing, you got to keep the language simple and get them interested and make it simple as possible using as few complicated words as possible. Because the general public, you know, they haven't learned everything they could have learned, because public education is designed to get you to learn only so much so you can serve the rich people or the New World Order. You know, there was visionary people in the past that wrote books about the oncoming New World Order and the enslavement of all society and the one world totalitarian government. It was a famous book called 1984, written way over 100 years ago. Then it was finally put into a movie. It's scary if you watch the movie. And then there was a German movie called Metropolis. You want to check that one out. It's a silent movie from the 20s. But, again, it shows an example, exemplifies some of the situations of what the New World Order wants, a totalitarian government that just enslaves people and makes it difficult for people to be loving creatures. I mean, by nature, we are loving creatures. But you know, the world is set up to make it difficult for people to love. Probably the best place for loving things happened in the 20th century here in America. And then with the love and peace revolution of the 60s, along with the hippies, and along with the experimental use of substances to enlighten the mind, the government began its big clampdown. And it's been downhill ever since then. And now we are where we are. They're going for the totalitarian control. But we need to unite, and this global meditation, I have to go back to that. This is the most important thing happening April 4th, next Saturday. If you're on the East Coast, it's 10:45 p.m., the most important day this year, maybe or the day, most important date in the history of the world, because this is an opportunity for us to break through and negate, when we shine the light on the darkness, we need to bring in the light energy. The light energy reaching the earth in large quantity will negate the darkness, will knock them off their feet, will pulverize their negative thinking. So many great things can happen by bringing in all this extra light, and this is partly of what this global meditation is, and this is what we need to do to bring on the event. That's what the Galactic Federation of Light keeps telling us. It's up to you, the people, now to do this. We're doing all these other things behind the scenes, but the light has to come through your body, through your heart. You have to be of pure thinking and pure desire and of a loving person to accept these high energies. They're going to come straight through your heart and shatter darkness on this planet. We need a significant amount of people to do this. You need to get the wheel going, you know. The wheel's been set in motion, but it's up to you and me to get it going, to keep it going. Otherwise, we're going to be suffering a lot more than we are already, you know, because it's time for us to do our part, you know. Pink Floyd said it better than anybody. It's not all right just to stand there and stare. The Beatles hit the nail on the head. Love is all you need, but we have to embrace love. We have to project love. We have to be love. We have to be loving creatures. We have to forget the hate. Put the hate and anger behind. It can't help us. It only serves to divide us. And divide is, you know, we don't want to fall into that divide and conquer plan. You know, I understand a lot of people understand we've been lied to. Sure, don't listen to the politicians. They're trying to tell you, like, a conglomeration of 100 different societies is a good thing. No, it's not. It's not a good thing if there's too many, it's the old saying, too many cooks boil the soup. You know, regardless if you can get along working with all kinds of people during the day, at the end of the day, you want to go home and be around the people that understand your viewpoints. And we have like over 100 maybe over 200 different varieties of thinking on this planet. So we can't all go home. One size does not fit all. We can learn to get along with people of different viewpoints, but at the end of the day, we want to come back and be amongst the people that we get along with the best, the people that understand our innuendos and feelings. And every nation does not understand every other nation. Look at the problems they're having in Europe with the migration. The Arab nations have no understanding for the Christian nations, you know, absolutely none whatsoever. They want to come in and take over. They're still back in the 6th century where barbarism ruled, you know. So those two societies need to really be kept apart. You know, we could do business transactions together, but at the end of the day, we need to go home and self-segregate ourselves from people that have no understanding for us or are trying to take us over. No, we have a right to be segregate ourselves away from people that want to take us over. That's just common sense. Don't listen to these damn politicians and their stupid total integration stuff. They don't have a clue of what's going on. You know, they're just thinking of, well, if I say we'll include everybody, I'll get more votes. And that's all it is to them. They aren't philosophers. You know, they need to be told that, too. That they lack wisdom, too. You know, we can say that the founders of America, the writers of the Constitution, they were, for their day, they had wisdom. Right? But the people in government today lack wisdom. They wouldn't know wisdom if it slapped them across the face. They wouldn't know it. You know, they don't have it. They have no experience in real life dealing with the common people. Really, they don't. Don't try to tell me you sold magazines when you were 18 to make a little extra cash and that makes you an authority on the general population. No. All the politicians basically are born with the silver spoon. Their daddy or their uncle is in politics already, and they just get on the gravy train by doing what they're told to do, to play the political game, tell the people what they want to hear. It doesn't matter if you get it for them. Just tell them what you want. They want to hear, so they elect you. And then when these ignorant people get elected, they don't know what to do. You know, we know why they want to be politicians. They know about all the money that goes under the table. They want to make money, you know, the easy way. They want to do what the lobbyists want because the lobbyists pay them a lot of money. That's why they get into politics. We all know this. So I think I said enough already. Everybody should know that. If you don't know that, then why didn't you just come in, get here from the moon or something? Hey, just in case you didn't realize, this is a call-in radio show. So, hey, if you have something important to say, like your breath is half your life, that's an important statement. Most people don't know it. That's why it's important to have good breathing techniques. Yeah, if you have something important to say, call in. The number is 888-627-6008. I wish one of the Starseeds out there would call in. You know, I tweaked them on Twitter and stuff like that. I actually met one just recently, personally. And these people I find to be very sincere, and their job is, you know, to help wake people up and, you know, cue everybody into love is the way, love is the solution. And they're one of the best groups around, but I wish one of them would call in to the show so the rest of you listeners can get some firsthand information about what they're all about. From what I gather, most of them are Pleiadians, connected to the Pleiadians. They had another life in the Pleiades, or they're sharing their life with a walk-in, so to speak, as the saying goes. That's something you can look up. What is a walk-in? When a person allows another consciousness to share their body. And there's a lot to talk about that. Investigate. Do your own investigation. And all I got to say is the laws need to be changed. The laws are being used against us. Look what they're doing with this stupid virus thing. They're taking away your rights, and they're trying to punish you with fines or something. Or if you don't follow their guidelines to the T. I mean, personally, I think it's a little too oppressive. And whole thing, the way they're doing it, you know, of course, that's what they're trying to do. If everybody goes along with this oppression, they'll say, oh, well, let's just oppress them a little more. This is a test that's being put upon us. People need to wake up, you know, and in their eyes, yeah, well, 90% of the people are asleep, the sheeple, they're asleep. You know, they're in the matrix sticks. They're in one of the matrices we set up, and they're asleep. So apparently they won't do anything except obey whatever we tell them. The next thing they'll tell you is we'll take away more of your rights. They might as well just say it like that, you know. Public announcement, we're going to take away more of your rights this week. Yeah, it's necessary. Because the pandemic figures haven't gone down, so the only thing we know is take away more of your rights, you know? And next thing, you know, Amazon's making out big, you know, all the small shops are closed and stuff like that. People are ordering through Amazon. Amazon's delivering to people's houses because people have been told they can't go out. So isn't that clever? Next thing, Amazon will be sending the drones to your house. Everything has to be ordered through drone delivery. Can't have drivers anymore because the drivers are catching the Corona-19, yeah. still say it sounds like an automobile from Japan or something, maybe Korea. God, the new Corona 19, everyone will get out of your way because they're afraid of you with your new Corona 19. Might as well make a few jokes here. Because government is a joke. They're not pleased. The whole, first of all, government is just a carryover from the Anunnaki world control. You know, find out about it. Read a book called The 12th Planet. That's a beginning point. Find out about the Anunnaki. Space creatures, humanoids, big ones though, came here 450,000 years ago, roughly. And in a short time, they eventually took over our planet, enslaved mankind. And then they schooled us to be good slave workers. And that same school system that they set up, and the same Sumerian society that they set up, is still in practice today. You know, where you have a heartless ruling government with a firm fist ready to punish you if you don't obey obediently. Obey or get punished. And a good portion of the world, still, government still rule like that. And so that's where government came from. It came from the Anunnaki. I'm sure other groups, negative groups, have come to Earth and put on the same sham upon Earthlings. We're very gullible people because we're loving, you know? And we're understanding. Unfortunately, we don't get that kind of understanding from these people who've come here from other worlds to try to rule over us. They don't care. They have no feelings, basically, except feelings of anger and revenge, and we've picked that up from them. And unfortunately, we've turned out to be too much like them, which is bad. We should be loving creatures. We should follow the teachings of Jesus. This is not a religious statement. This is a philosophical statement. This is a get in with the universe statement. You know, we're getting a lot of information now from the other sources outside of Earth about that difficult on other worlds like it is here, and the darkness does not rule on other worlds like it does here, and that people, creatures, get along with each other on other worlds without fighting and wars and violence. And it's not that difficult if people are just allowed to be people, but when you over-manipulate them and prod them and cause division on purpose, and it's difficult to be loving. But we can overcome that. We have to make an attempt to do that, to succeed at overcoming all these negative habits we picked up from the Anunnaki, yeah, the beings from the 12th planet, and other bad entities that have come to our world and wrongly influenced. And let's not forget the invisible demonic beings. Yes, they are here, and they are invisible. And they have nothing better to do with themselves than throw in the monkey wrench. They follow people around. You might be one of them. And they, that's how they get their jollies. They throw in the monkey wrench and try to make your life difficult whenever possible because it makes them feel important. If they didn't do that, they'd have no purpose for their life because they made a commitment to be against God and the real God and the real universal way, which is love and peace. You know, they want to be their own dictators. They want to have their own congregation of slaves. They want to have their own fan club of slaves. And they're all around us, you know. So eventually they will be removed. That's why it's important for every human being to unite in love, because when we bring enough love, which is a higher vibration, into a planet Earth here, they won't be able to hang around anymore. there'll be no place for them. They'll either give up their nasty ways and join us in love and peace, or they'll end up somewhere else, or they'll be eliminated, destroyed in some cases if they're that headstrong on remaining evil, or be sent to another world. All these things are possible right now because we have two realities going. You know, the Earth is moving ahead. It's ascending into the fifth dimension. We are in the third dimension, as they say. You know, as you go into higher dimensions, the vibrations get higher. Love is a higher frequency than hate and war and killing and all that. You know, that's why I don't care if you agree with this or not, but hey, the name of the show is Connect the Dots, and this is how I connect the dots. The seatbelt laws are oppressive because they restrict your breathing, which lowers your vibration. A real clever trick trying to tell you they're saving lives. Please, there's plenty of testimonies against seatbelts, but mainstream media doesn't report on them. But they've made it through enough to, I've heard enough of them. And believe me, if you participate in putting on your seatbelt, they've won over you, and they're lowering your vibration. It restricts your breathing. Don't tell me it doesn't, please. I don't, you know, I'll admit it. I don't wear my seatbelt, and you ain't going to catch me not wearing my seatbelt, because unfortunately, this is a stupid cat and mouse game I have to play when I go out there and drive. I'm constantly watching if there's a cop somewhere, and then I'll pretend I have my seatbelt on, and if he gets pulled over, he'll surely have it on by the time he walks up to the window, and he ain't going to be able to prove otherwise. And that's just, you know, but I hate to have to waste my time playing this game. I'm not going to wear my seatbelt because I know it's no good for my health. And you want to, the first bit of standing up for your rights you should do is not wear your damn seatbelt. I'm sure there are some old people that are, you know, not paying attention. Maybe they should wear their seatbelt, but they should decide for themselves, really, when the government. Nobody should be forced to do anything. This crap about making people wear seatbelts, it's oppressive. It's a step in the direction of becoming a totalitarian government. That's the first thing people should stop. Hey, I don't care if anybody likes what I'm saying or not, but I'm going to speak the truth. Don't wear your seatbelt. It's no good for you. It helps lower your vibration. That's just what the dark side wants to do. They don't want you to raise your vibration. And the most important thing right now, while the ascension of planet Earth is going on, is to raise your vibration. And take deeper breaths. You can't take a deeper breath with a damn seatbelt, because as soon as you lose your attention on the matter for a second, and when you're driving, you got to pay attention to other things, you're going to relax, and that seatbelt's going to press down on your chest and constrict your lungs and breathing. That's why it's a bad thing. Seatbelts are oppressive. Seatbelts are bad. Seatbelts are evil. I can't make it any clearer. You know, if you don't understand the logic behind this, whatever. Well, so much for that. You know, again, let me just remind you, the most important day coming up is April 4th. That's next Saturday. If you're on the East Coast like me, it'll be 10:45 p.m., the global meditation. Participate in it. Prepare yourself for it. Go find out about what we're going to be focusing on. You know, we're going to be focusing on light coming from the great central sun in the center of the universe. And then we're going to focus it on traveling until it finally gets into our solar system, and then it goes right into our bodies and out our hearts and into the atmosphere of the Earth, cleansing the darkness, eliminating the darkness. And if we get enough people to participate, we could actually bring on the big pulse that's waiting out there for us to bring on the event. And once that happens, within a very short time, our galactic brothers and sisters will land on Earth and give us all these freebies, free energy machines, free replicators, free tachyon chambers, and then we can begin to heal as a planet. And then once the event happens and they do land, they will round up all the bad guys and take them away. And that's what we really want. And they're waiting for this event to happen just like we are, because they want to take these bad guys off our world. But at the same time, they don't want to force this event on it. We have to desire it. We have to want it, and we have to participate in making it happen. And I think we should begin that this April 4th. So if you care about what's happening in this world, if you care about, you know, all the bad things happening, all the people that are getting hurt by an ignorant government that's being mind-controlled by the dark side and making laws that make your life miserable, allowing things like viruses to be put into the public domain. And, of course, this was put there purposely. Please, we don't even have to ask, and we don't need any proof, because this is just the pattern they always do, you know? We've had this story played out in science fiction movies for over the last 50 years, if not longer. So we know this is all being done on purpose. And the goal is, see how weak the sheeple are. See how much they'll listen to stupid suggestions. See how much of their rights we can take away. See how many of them we can kill and make sick. And they're doing it. We got the triple whammy now. We've got the stupid virus. We got the 5G microwave frequencies that affect everybody's health, ruin your immune system, destroy your DNA. Yeah. You allow this to go on too long, a lot of your children are not going to be able to procreate. Why aren't you concerned about that? Don't call your government and ask them about it. I'm serious. They don't even know what's going on. They're all mind controlled. There's so many science fiction movies out there that have showed us how easy it is to mind control all the key people. All the key people at all the top positions are being mind controlled. Or at least 99% of them are. I'm sure there's a few that are not, but when you're talking about 95% to 99% of the people being mind controlled, the key people, that's a bad situation. Because these are the people that their decisions affect our lives. You know, this whole thing of a republic-type government, it's lived itself out. It doesn't work anymore, and we're seeing it right now. The people in charge have no clue as to what's going on. We're under attack by the New World Order and all the demons that they work with. You know, they're in bed. The New World Order is not just big business and big corporations. It's the demonic beings and the heartless reptilians and other evil ETs that are all together and have joined forces to take over humanity and subdue us and turn us into their puppets. They've turned most of us into puppets already, but there's still enough of us out there that we can defeat them, but we have to unite. You know, look at this. Look how clever they are. Everybody's locked down in their house, and that's keeping us from joining forces out there in public. In some of these nations, they've passed laws already that you can't even, no more than two people congregating together. You know, we used to laugh. That's what the communists used to have over in Russia back in the Cold War days, that no more than three people could congregate. Well, they've moved it down to two people now. No more than two people can congregate on the street. And it's all about separating us so we can't unify. But tonight, if you're listening to this radio show, this is how we can unify. You know, as I'm speaking out there, hopefully I'm unifying the minds of everyone who's listening to me, because this is what needs to be done. We have to unify our minds and participate in this global meditation. Perhaps the most important day this year or in the history of humanity, April 4th, 2020. This is the year 2020 when all things will be made clear. I hope I'm making this clear, that this is so important. If you never participated in anything in your life, for God's sake, for your own sake, participate in this global meditation. You don't have to know how to meditate. I told you, gave you the clues already. I'll say it again. Go on Twitter. The hashtag is CobraInfo1. You know, the Roman, I mean, the numeral one, you know, CobraInfo1. And the first tweet on that site, you can view it. You don't have to be a member of Twitter, but you can view the tweet and you'll get all the links to the videos and stuff that will explain to you what it is to participate in this global meditation. Let's not even call it a meditation. Let's call it a global unifying of minds, a global unifying of loving thoughts, a global unifying of participants that want to change this reality for the better. The power of our minds are far greater than you've ever been told. And you just investigate for yourself and you'll find out. Doctors have been lying to you your whole life. Scientists have been lying to you. The power of your mind is very, very powerful. And it's time to put it to use. It's time to start the old clunker up, you know, and fire it up and put it into gear and use it, you know. The mind is the most powerful computer ever devised. It's living and it can connect with other minds in unison, and the powers can be joined together and they can be focused together when we're all focusing on the same thoughts, the same pictures. You know, that's what a meditation is. You know, a global meditation is focusing your mind on a picture of something happening. We're talking about, we know what a sun looks like. We know what, so imagine a sun, a great central sun in the center of the universe. Imagine that's the starting point. And we're going to use our minds to draw that light out of there and send it along the path until it finally gets to our solar system. And they'll walk you through it when you listen to it. But you got to go and do the that little investigation I'm telling you about. You got to go on Twitter at CobraInfo1, you know, and look at the first tweet there, the highlighted tweet. It's all about the global meditation, August 4th, August 5th. It'll be August 5th if you're over in England, Great Britain. In the U.S., it's all going to be on August 4th, 7:45 p.m. Pacific time, 10:45. The zones in between, but participate. Tell your friends to participate. This isn't about some yoga standing on your head or something. This is about looking at your watch, knowing what time it is, sitting down, listen, you know, go on the internet and listen to the narrative, walk us all through. It'll be easy. We all know how to picture things in our minds, you know. Jay Leno used to make jokes about that. We all know who Jay Leno is. Jay Leno, I remember he was telling the joke about making love, a man making love to a woman. And he goes, you know, you're making love to your girl, and then in that little screen over in the side of your mind is a picture of the girl you want to be making love to. So we all understand that we have the ability to do this, to turn on that screen inside our mind and picture something else over what's really happening. And that's what the participation is, of this event is going to be. April 4th, 10:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 7:45 p.m. Pacific Time. All you have to do is sit down, be tuned into who's going to be narrating it, whatever internet source you're going to use, and we're all going to participate in this. We're all going to listen to the narrative. The narrative will tell us what to focus on, and then we use that screen inside our head, and we picture what's happening, and we click our minds together. Our minds will automatically click together because that's how the universe is set up. We were never told this, but I'm telling you tonight, that's how it's set up. It automatically, if you're listening, we're all listening to the same narrative and we're all sitting there with our eyes closed, focusing on that little screen off in the side of our head of what the narrator is telling us to picture, we'll all automatically click in on the same wavelengths. And those, our thoughts, our unity, our collective consciousness will become very powerful. And it will bring so much love and light into this world, enough to get rid of any stupid coronavirus and perhaps maybe start in motion the event. It's the frequency of love that's going to kick it off. So that's why I'm talking about it tonight. This was a call-in radio show, but that's okay. I had a lot to say anyhow. It's good. Maybe it's good nobody called in. What can I say? Let intuition and logic be your yardstick for measuring truth. Let common sense be your navigator as you go with the flow. And we need to all be going with the flow and participating on the flow and giving our love and energy to the flow this coming April 4th, 2020. Perfect vision. April 4th. You know, April is the fourth month, so that's 4/4/2020. Wow. For those of you who are into numerology or just, you know, take notice of the connection there. April 4th is 4/4. The year is 2020. So we got two fours and two twenties. Amazing. You know? Something to think about. And just let me remind you, as when I started the show, that all of us respond better to mutual understandings and agreements rather than inflexible laws. And that's the future society has to be built around something like that. These rigid laws are not good for anybody. They're good for the controllers, for totalitarian governments, but we had enough of their BS, you know. And, well, the final statement. You know, one way or another, all things are connected. So if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. So you want to be part of the solution this April 4th, because you don't want to be part of the problem. And if that isn't enough reason for you to participate, I don't know what it is, you know. For your own sake, participate, because nobody likes what's going on right now. And we all want to change that. And collectively, our minds can change that. And we can do it this April 4th. Because we, if you're paying attention, you know, government is not in any rush to do anything. They haven't a clue with what to do. And they're all just making one wrong decision after another. They're destroying society. We're human beings. We need to be out there socializing, not pent up in our places where we can't talk to each other and people wearing masks so we can't see when people smile. You know, smiles make people happy. You know, socializing makes people happy. Well, We're coming to the end of the show. All I got to say, if you got nothing to do, hey, check out my videos. You know, fun is important. And I've got the best documentary, rock and roll documentary ever out there. It's called Subway Fantasy. I talked about it before. Look it up. Go on YouTube.com. Punch it in, Subway Fantasy. Spell it, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. While you're stuck home, it's a 29-minute ride of fun and entertainment like you've never seen before. Much more entertaining than any other rock and roll documentary ever put out there. And while you're on YouTube, by the way, check out Heart doing their version of, back in 2012, of Stairway to Heaven. Led Zeppelin guys were in the audience, and they gave a standing ovation themselves. And their jaws dropped themselves. They couldn't believe anybody could do their song, Stairway to Heaven, that great. But that's another good video to check out. Okay, we're coming down to the end of the show. And as usual, you know, the tasteful lead guitar solo at the end of my song, I Knew the Party in Kind, I've got that on YouTube, too. Except you got to spell it correctly. Are You the Party? And P-A-R-T-Y apostrophe N kind. Are You the Party in Kind? Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. I also got a video on YouTube for that. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5-4-3-2-1-0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here. My stance without being made clear to the world, my ideas and all those people that had walked on by now stop and look, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being clear to the world.